Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Now, former Lyric FM presenter, lecturer and songwriter Carl Corcoran got in touch with us about a song, and this just isn't any song. It's called We Will Tell Everyone, and it grew out of a workshop in the University of Limerick with researcher Dr. Lisa Kelly and six wonderful participants, three people with a diagnosis of dementia and their spouses or carers. And Carl Corcoran, Dr. Lisa Kelly and Kevin Quaid are all on the line now. Thanks so much to you all for joining me. I'm going to start with you, Carl. What's your involvement in the song?
Miriam, lovely to be with you. Thank you so much. My involvement in the song was to facilitate a workshop, which was the culmination of Lisa's PhD research with these participants. And I came in and through the craft of songwriting workshopping, we were able to take the words of the individuals and to frame them and shape them or dress them in the structure of a song. And it turned out to be a very powerful statement, both lyrically and musically, all done by the wonderful people in the Irish World Academy of Music and Dance at UL. We did it all in-house, with the exception of the final mixing, which was done in studio in Limerick, in Wonderland Studio. And it was a life-affirming experience for me as a songwriter to be involved in such an emotive and a special message that was being transmitted through the medium of song, which, of course, Lisa would be the expert when it comes to music therapy and the use of music in these situations.
And Lisa, where did that idea come from, and how were the participants chosen?
Good morning, Miriam. So I suppose for me, when I started my PhD research back in 2020, I really wanted to make sure that the output of the research was, I suppose, relevant and appropriate for people with dementia. And I'd been following the work of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland for quite some time. And I got in touch with the Dementia Research Advisory Team. So they're a group of people living with dementia and their carers and supporters who are involved in dementia research as co-researchers. So they're very much expert by experience who influence, advise and work with researchers across Ireland. So that's where I met Kevin, Helen and Jerry and their supporters. And I suppose that's where the project evolved.
And I suppose the participants themselves, was it difficult for you to decide who to choose? Because I'm just going to bring in Kevin, who I know is one of those. Was it difficult, Lisa?
Well, I suppose I submitted an expression of interest form, and those were the three people that came back to me. So that's really where the project emerged.
Now, Kevin, lovely to chat to you. I've chatted to you a number of times, Kevin. You're one of the singer-songwriters. I know you have a diagnosis, not of Alzheimer, but of a different condition called Lewy body dementia. First of all, remind me and everyone, Kevin, what that is.
Good morning, Miriam. It was great to talk to you again. Like dementia is an umbrella term for a couple of hundred different types, and Lewy body is just one of them. But when you hear the word dementia, you think of memory loss. But I don't have memory loss. My problem would be REM sleep behavior disorder, nightmare hallucinations, and stuff like that. You know, I can't drive, and spatial awareness and things like that. But this has been some project. It's probably the highlight of my life, because the first line of the song is, a photo captures a moment in time in a lifetime of memories. And that sentence came from a quote I made up when I was writing my second book. And it's alongside a photograph of me when I was about 4 years old. And looking back on it now, it's like I've come full circle. That little boy that was there didn't know what was facing him. And here he is now, 60 years, I'm 60 years now, but 56 years later, and this is the result of it. But the thing about the song, Miriam, is that every single word needs to be listened to, because every single word came from us. And Lisa and Carol are being a small little bit disingenuous when they said They facilitated us. They were unbelievable. They facilitated us in doing stuff that we thought was never possible. I remember Carol bringing out the whiteboard and we were making statements and saying words and he put them all down. And you won't believe how quick this song actually came together. But every single word of it has such meaning for all of us and everyone that has dementia. It's unbelievable.
It's lovely.
That's lovely to hear that, Kevin. And you're right. Every single line in the song are the words of the participants, and we just framed it in this structure of the song. But it took on its own journey since its creation. It has become just a powerful statement that is so effective.
And I suppose, Carl, what did Kevin, I suppose, and the other two great people involved, Gerry Paley and Helen Rochford Brennan, who I also know well, what kind of words and phrases jumped out at you when you knew what they wanted to say?
Well, Kevin's opening line there about the photo capturing a moment in time. We developed a negative of black and white and turned it into colour. I mean, this is beautiful imagery when it comes to songwriting. Filling their life with joy and happiness, which they all have. And it was inspiring, as I said earlier, to be in their presence, because the joy in the room, which I think is captured in this joyous statement, was palpable. I was moved, you know, emotionally moved in its creation. And that, to me, is the essence of a good song, if you can create that emotion and that the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And they did. And then we carried it through with performances that were incredible, because these are not professional singers. They're not professional performers, although Kevin is quite
yeah, a performer, sure on stage. Is.
and the others too. So like it was the culmination of the sum of the parts, really. It was just it's been a magnificent journey that we hope will be out in the ether on the 1st of August with a beautiful video done by Scott Robinson that captures the essence of the Academy and what we were doing and what Lisa is doing in music therapy so beautifully.
And Lisa, I know you work with so many different groups, but listening to Kevin and how emotional he was about it, that must really mean so much to you when you can see, you know, how successful what you do is.
Absolutely. And I suppose the whole PhD project was so emotive. I suppose during those 3 years, myself and Gerry and Kevin and Helen, you know, we really became friends during that journey. And I suppose it really highlighted for me the importance of public and patient involvement in research, you know, and getting to know the people that we're working with. It's not always about, you know, solving problems or, you know, writing research papers, but it's actually those critical friendships that emerge. And I suppose the whole journey for me has just been career highlight, really. And, you know, I know that we'll all remain lifelong friends.
Which is lovely. Kevin, final word to you, because we're going to play some of it now.
Oh, fabulous.
You said you thought it was possibly the happiest day of your life when this began. You really mean that, don't you, Kevin?
Oh, I genuinely do. And Lisa just said it there. The hair stands in the back of my neck every time I hear it, because in the video, there's nothing fake about this. It's all so real. And we laughed, we cried, and the fun we had. when we meet up, it's like meeting someone that has been in Australia for 10 years. Do you know?
The smile
on everyone's face when we meet up. It's just, you cannot stage that. You cannot make that. It is so genuine. We had so much fun, Miriam. Did I ever think that I would be on the radio? I mean, whatever about writing, singing, come on.
Kevin, I knew years ago you had this in you. But look, we're going to listen to it now. Kevin Craig, Carl Corcoran, Dr. Lisa Kelly. And I just want to remind our listeners, there's more info available on dementia on alzheimer.ie. But this is the Memory Lane Heroes with Carl Corcoran and the Irish World Academy, NASCOIR, conducted by Dr. Kathleen Turner. We will tell everyone.
Photo captures a moment in time and a lifetime of memories. It helps me remember thoughts forgotten, reflections of what used to be. We've developed a memory.